Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing off the sixth parak of Maseches Shviyas with Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav, and we're going to begin the seventh parak of Maseches Shviyas with Parak Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. Parak Vav, Mishnah Vav is going to be continuing our discussion regarding the relationship between Chutz La'aretz, between the land outside of Eretz Yisrael, and the land of Israel itself, based on what you can bring from one to the other, what you can't bring from one to the other. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed the fact that you're not allowed to bring Shemen Sereifa, which is oil of Truma that became Tame. It has to be burned in Eretz Yisrael. Also, the Peros Shvius, the fruits of the Shemitah year as well, cannot be brought from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. They must remain in Eretz Yisrael. Now we're going to be discussing the opposite situation regarding Truma. That when it comes to Truma, you're not allowed to bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz, from outside of Israel, into Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mishnah, Ein mevi'in Truma mechutz La'aretz, La'aretz. You're not allowed to bring Truma, which again are the gifts that we give, that we separate to the Kohen, from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Now, why would there be Truma in Chutz La'aretz? The halachos of Truma, of separating tithes, Trumas and Maestros, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So why would you have Truma outside of Eretz Yisrael? So we're talking specifically about those areas of Eretz Yisrael where the rabbis added on a rabbinic level, on a midrabbanon level, the obligation to separate Truma there. On a Torah level, there's only an obligation to separate Truma on anything that is in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have to separate gifts for the Kohanim in anywhere outside of Eretz Yisrael. However, like we learned a little bit earlier in this parak, there are certain areas, like Syria, for example, where the rabbis decided to add on a little bit and said, no, that on a rabbinic level, you also need to separate Truma in these areas that are close to Eretz Yisrael, that are on the border of Eretz Yisrael, that might have been established and conquered by David HaMelech, and still have some semblance of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, on a Durabanon level, you need to separate Truma. Places like Mitzrayim, places like Bavel, like Moab, like Amun, like Syria, there's a rabbinic obligation, a rabbinic need to separate Truma in those places. So the Mishnah says that you can't bring Truma that's only obligated Midurabanon, but you can't bring it from any of those places, Mitzrayim, Bavel, Moab, Amun, Syria, and so on, to Eretz Yisrael. Now, why is that the case? Why can't you bring that Truma to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz? So the Bar Tanura explains that we don't want Kohanim leaving Eretz Yisrael. It's an Avera, and it's certainly a whole discussion why we're allowed to do it nowadays and when we're allowed to do it nowadays and so on, but it's an Avera to leave Eretz Yisrael. You can't leave Eretz Yisrael, the holiest place in the world. So we don't want Kohanim leaving Eretz Yisrael, and we assume that if we tell them that you're not allowed to bring any of the Truma back to Eretz Yisrael, they're only going to stay in Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to leave Israel to get Truma elsewhere. Continues the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Shamati beferish, I heard explicitly, Shemeviyan misuria vein meviyah mechutz la'aretz. They would in fact be allowed to bring their truma from Syria, but not from anywhere else. Mitzrayim, Bavel, Moab, and all those places they could not bring for the reason that we said earlier in the Mishnah. But, says Rabbi Shimon, you would be allowed to bring from Syria. This is the same opinion of Rabbi Shimon that we saw in the previous Mishnah, where he said that you're allowed to bring, Shemen Sereifa and Peros Shvius to Syria as well. Because again, according to Rabbi Shimon, he seems to be of the opinion that Syria is part of Eretz Yisrael for all intents and purposes, unlike again the opinion in Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis. Now we're going to begin the seventh Perek of Maseches Shviyas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, as we discuss a very important rule as it pertains to what is included in the obligation of Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Klal Gadol Amru B'Shviyas, there's a very big rule, a big important concept that we must know when it comes to the laws of Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shu Maichel Adam, Umaichel Behema, Umin Hatsovin. Anything that is either edible for human beings, it's Maichel Adam, or it's edible for consumption for animals, it's Maichel Behema, Umin Tsovin, or it's something that people would use for the purposes of dyeing, of coloring various items, anything that falls into one of those three categories, Ve'eino Miskayim Ba'. And it's something that cannot survive, that cannot continue to exist and to thrive if once it's taken out of the ground. I'm sorry, if it's kept in the ground, that it needs to be picked. So in all of these situations, they're included in the laws of Shemitah. What does it mean to be included in the laws of Shemitah? Number one, Yesh lo shvius, right? It's considered to be produce of the seventh year, uledam of shvius, and its money, right? If you were to sell, let's say you have these apples or oranges or whatever it is from a shvius, and you sell them, so the money that you get from them, you can't use for mekach or memkar, you can't use for regular business dealings, just like any fruit of the seventh year, you can't use for any business dealings. You could use the money to buy more food, you could use it to buy, you know, basic things that you need for the home and so on and so forth, but not for anything related to making money, because that would be against the laws of Shvius. Continues the Mishnah, yesh lo biur, uledam of biur. And again, any of these things have an obligation of biur. Again, biur refers to the fact that when something's no longer available in the field, you have to take that item out of your home and make it hefker, make it open for anyone to come and take. Uledam of biur, same thing. If I were to purchase something, or rather sell something that was shvius, and now that item's no longer available, so I have to take that money as well and make it hefker, put it outside of my home as well. I got to get rid of it if the food that I redeemed it with is no longer available in the field. Now the Mishnah is going to give a bunch of examples that fall into these categories of Mayachal Ada, Mayachal Behema, and Mimin Sovim. Again, food that is edible for human being consumption, for animal consumption, and for the purposes of dyeing. Now obviously, apples, oranges, but these things are obviously included in things that are Mayachal Ada that can be eaten by human beings. But we're going to really give examples in the Mishnah now of things, of types of plants that one might think maybe not, would not be included, but the Mishnah is teaching us that they are, even though they're rarely eaten, because they can be eaten, they're included in the halachos of Shemitah. Says the Mishnah, Ze'ale halof hashota. If you have this wild loaf, this onion kind of thing, it's wild, and the leaves of this wild onion really need to be sweetened. They're normally not eaten by themselves, but so too they're included in the laws of Shemitah because they're Michael Adam. Va'ale hadan dana. And the leaves of a mint are also included in the laws of Shemitah. Ha'ulshin v'ha'kreshin. We have a wild endives or leeks. Again, these are things that are not, that are, there are endives and leeks that are grown in a garden. That's obvious. But these are wild and they're typically not eaten like other plants. The haragila and purslane, again, also like an herb with edible leaves that's not typically eaten. The neta chalav, or like some sort of a plant with white flowers that are like chalav, that are like the color of milk. These are things that are rarely eaten, but because they are eaten, they are included in the laws of Shemitah. Umaychal Behem asks the Mishnah, what are some examples of food that is included in Shemitah because they're eaten by animals? Hachochim, the hadardarim, thorns and thickets, things that are, some thorns are not edible, and that would not be included in the laws of Shemitah. But these are thorns, and many thorns and thistles are included in what animals can eat, and therefore they're included in the laws of Shemitah as well. Umimin hatsovim, asks the Mishnah, what are some types of things that are dyes, and therefore included in the laws of Shemitah? It says the Mishnah, sefiche istim v'kotza. As the aftergrowth of isitis, again, these are just translations from art school because I don't really know what any of them actually mean. The kotza and safflower, again, these are all different types of things that are included, but the general principle should make sure that we understand, which is that anything that is edible for a human being, for an animal, or can be used for the purposes of dying are included in the laws of Shemitah. And the Mishnah simply concludes by saying that all of these things, any of these things, whether they're edible for a human being, whether they're edible for an animal, or they can be used to dye, says the Mishnah, yesh lehem shvius uledemein shvius, they have the laws of Shemitah apply to them. Their money, like we said, applies to shvius as well. So we have the money that we purchase them with, that we redeem them with, is also considered to have kedusha shvius, holiness of the seventh year, and therefore can only be used to buy things that you're allowed to, for example, not business matters. And yesh lehem biur uveledemein biur, and there the halacha of biur applies to them. Once again, if they're no longer available in the field, you have to get rid of them from your home. And their money as well. If you buy something that's no longer available in the field, you must put that money out of your home as well. Quick review, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav taught us that you're not allowed to bring truma from Chutz La'aretz, but again, we said that it's specifically talking about the areas of Chutz La'aretz where there's a din of truma, where the obligation of truma is on a midrabanon level, like Mitzrayim, Bavel, Ammon, Moab, Assyria, and so on. You're not allowed to bring them from outside of Israel to Israel because we're concerned that Kohanim are going to leave Eretz Yisrael to get that truma. And then Rabbi Shimon just added on that he thinks that Surya is an exception, that you are allowed to bring it from Surya to Eretz Yisrael, because Surya, he believes, is part of Eretz Yisrael as well. Then Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, taught us the important rule that anything that's edible for a human being to eat, for an animal to eat, or for someone to die with, and also something that is not Miskayim Ba'aretz, that cannot survive on its own in the land, these are things that have the halachos of Shemitah. It's money. It also has the Kedusha Shviyas, has the holiness of the seventh year as well. And the halacha of Bior would apply to it, and any money that it redeems from it as well. And the Mishnah just went on to give some examples that would be included in these three categories. Have a great day.